Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Seven 36. Good morning and welcome to the Faith Radio Network. Friday underway. I'm Austin Hill. Glad you're with us. Imagine being a film school student, reading an article in your hometown newspaper, traveling to a foreign country to create a film, and the film takes on a life of its own and in the process transforms your life. My next guest actually can lay claim to that very story. Brian Ivey was a film skills student in the Graduate School of Motion Picture at the University of Southern California, USC, in Los Angeles. Read an interesting article in the Los Angeles Times about, of all things, a pastor in Seoul, South Korea. Brian traveled to that country, and from that, we now have the motion picture, The Dropbox. Brian Ivey joins us on our guest line from Los Angeles right now. Brian Ivey, welcome to our program. Welcome to the Faith Radio Network.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and share the story.
You've got an amazing story. You are a student at USC. You're studying film production. You read a newspaper article in the Los Angeles Times. Pick it up from there and tell us what happened.
Sure. Well, it all started with pancakes, eating breakfast, and reading a physical newspaper, and always did. Always read the physical newspaper back when people have done that for a long time, don't seem to do it anymore.
Yeah, now but let me hit pause button on that. That's really weird for your generation. You don't read hard copy, you read online. What's up with you and the hard copy newspaper?
Yeah, I think I always wanted to live in another era. You know? That's why I always would make movies set in the 1950s or in the 1800s when I was a kid, you know, or even as far back as medieval times.
Okay.
And because those people seemed like they were... I don't know, it was better or it was different, or sometimes they're in a battle. It just seemed more real to me, and that's what I was always looking for.
Okay. So you read this article in the hard copy of the Los Angeles Times, and what happened?
Well, I read an article. The bottom of the front page, it was a picture of a man holding a baby inside of a little hatch. And the article is called South Korean Pastor Tends an Unwanted Flock. And it was all about this man in Korea who had built a mailbox for abandoned babies.
Mm-hmm.
And not just any babies, but babies specifically with disabilities and deformities who were, quote unquote, the most disposable children in the world. And immediately, of course, as you probably are feeling when you read that, is it's a gut check of why should this exist? You know, what are we supposed to do with this information? But I remember thinking, if I don't do something about this, everyone's going to forget. And I'm probably going to forget because this is just a newspaper, and that's what we do with newspapers, right? We forget and we throw them away.
Sure.
And so I sent an email out to the pastor in Korea, and about a month later he got back to me and said, I don't know what it means to make a documentary film about my life exactly, but you can come live with me if you want. And so I responded, see you soon. And a few months later, me and my friends were on our way to Seoul, South Korea.
Very interesting. Brian Ivey, the producer of The Dropbox motion picture, he's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network telling us his story of a matter that happened to him while he was an undergraduate student at the University of Southern California. You moved to Seoul, South Korea. I presume that disrupted your schooling and just about everything else, correct?
That is correct. It was. I'd never been out of the country, really, except for a cruise to Mexico, which doesn't count. So it was shocking, and especially when most people thought I was going to North Korea, which would have been another issue entirely. Mm-hmm. But it was not that. And but I knew I wanted to be in their world, and if I was going to tell their story, I wanted to get sick when the kids got sick, and I wanted to live in their home and do it the right way.
Very interesting. I want to make this observation here. This is very, I would say, kind of counterintuitive for a lot of undergraduate college students to actually desire to live with those who are deemed undesirable, to suffer with those who are suffering, and to disrupt all your personal plans and uproot yourself from all the conveniences and the routine of living in the big city of Southern California and go to a faraway place. What prompted you to make all those changes in your life?
I really didn't feel like I had any other choice. You know, it was like being a filmmaker. I tried to quit, you know. I tried to quit like I tried to quit smoking, you know what I mean? You really try to shake it until you can't anymore and feel like it's something you're meant to do. And at the time, I believed that everything happened for a reason, you know, easy believism. I had a vague sense of spirituality, those things. But I wouldn't find out till I actually got there that something much bigger was going on, that I really did need to and was meant to be there.
Brian Ivey, producer of the Dropbox film, on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. So you get to Seoul, South Korea. You meet up with this pastor, and something much bigger than you anticipated awaited you. What'd you find?
Well, I became a Christian while making the film, which I did not expect because, to be honest with you, I thought I was a Christian. Because I didn't smoke cigarettes and I watched Fox News with my mom. You know, it was Christianity was decorative to me. It was a label. It was a social club, a sign-up list. And I think it is a lot to a lot of people. But that's really not what Christianity is at all. It's actually coming to the realization that you need to be saved from your sin and from hell. And I didn't believe those things before. And that's what we call pride. I don't need God. I don't need to be saved. I don't need rescue. I'm fine. I can handle it on my own. I'll figure it out. I'll build my own ladder of good works, the whole thing. But realizing this, seeing these kids with all their brokenness, because a lot of them had these disabilities, deformities, God revealed all my own brokenness inside my own heart, my pornography addiction, the emotional abuse I was doing to women, the rage that I had in me, and it broke me to pieces. And yet, at the same time, when I started to hate myself for my sin, I really felt the adopting love, the fatherly love of God to say, I still want you, and that's why I sent my son, because I want you. And that's what my love means for you.
While this transformation is going on in your life, you're observing this pastor in Seoul, South Korea, a man who is Korean by heritage, or at least so he appears. And I'm guessing there's some kind of language barrier there, although my understanding is he speaks English. But you see him acting as the loving father to these broken, flawed, imperfect, disabled babies that are getting dropped off in the drop box, the hatch there at the church where he ministers. Well, what was that like observing that up close?
Oh, man. Well, I slept on the floor with the kids, you know, and I think God did that on purpose so that I would understand my truest identity, which is a child. To a father in heaven, and seeing Pastor Lee was like seeing living proof of a loving God. I mean, his love proved to me that God was who he said he was, and I understood how that God was actually gentle and compassionate, but also deeply sacrificial and went to the gutters for the broken and the lost people who weren't just children on the street, but also people like me, people that thought they had it all and had their life on a silver platter and had it all together. And, it was every time I go back to that orphanage, I sleep on the floor with a kid just to remember who I am, another kid who needed to be saved. Hmm. And I hope that's what people see in the film as well.
The Dropbox is a documentary film. Brian Ivey is its producer. It tells the story of a pastor in Seoul, South Korea, who quite literally had a ministry, still does today, saving unwanted babies from the streets of Seoul, South Korea. Some have said, Brian, that this documentary film is something that they would be uncomfortable. Other Christians have said they would be uncomfortable showing this to their agnostic or atheistic friends. It's very out in the open about your faith journey and about the role that the Holy Spirit, the role of Christ in the ministry of the pastor there in Seoul, South Korea. You come out of, I want to say, a fairly secular environment, the film school at University of Southern California, USC. How has the message and even the success of the Dropbox been met with other USC students and alum and people in that environment?
That's a great question. I'm actually so glad you asked that because not enough people ask that. The first thing I would say is that you can bring anyone to this movie, and it asks really good questions and doesn't provide easy answers. And for me, I think we earn it. I think a lot of films say things very blatantly, whatever their worldview is. Our film has no political language. It has no Christianese. It's just showing what it looks like to have been a changed man. Pastor Lee was saved out of a gutter of alcoholism and rage, and now he saves children. And so the film is really just showing what it looks like to have been transformed by the love of God, and then what that actually looks like playing out in real life in really dramatic and tragic situations. And so In that, I think people can come see this from wherever they are in their lives and actually see something real, something that's not calculated and manipulative. And as far as the film team was made up of Muslims and Jews and agnostics and atheists and me, whatever I was at the time. So it was put together by people who were all looking for something real. And I think we found it. So it's not overt in the traditional ways of faith-based films. I wouldn't even put it in that category. Mm-hmm. But I know it earns the right to say what we believe is true. And I hope people come out to experience what that can look like in a movie.
I appreciate what you're saying, Brian Ivey, that most of us are looking for something that's real and authentic and true, something to grab onto in a world that is oftentimes very trivial and very temporal and very false, quite frankly, in many respects. Yeah. I'd like to think that there is a universal humanitarian message of a guy, just some guy, he has the title pastor, but a guy named Lee in Seoul, South Korea, that saves the lives of unwanted children. At the same time, putting that story through the lenses of American culture, I can imagine that would very quickly get construed, or could very quickly get construed, into a political message that is somehow pro-life and somehow gets in the way of a woman's right to choose an abortion and those kinds of things. Have you encountered any of that kind of resistance to the film The Dropbox?
Yeah, we have, but mostly from people who haven't seen the film. And what's exciting to me is that, especially, I'm glad you mentioned the abortion debate, especially in America, because really what this film does, without the burden of a lot of socio-political jargon, propaganda, pro-life language, it's not a self-congratulatory movie. This is just the story of one man who is embracing the suffering of the people around him and saying that, look, it's not going to be easier to not abandon your child, to not have an abortion, but it's going to be better. And I will actually suffer for that with you both. And I will suffer for a better story. And so what it's offering to people is, will you suffer for a better story? And this is one example of how that's being done in one place with an ordinary man doing extraordinary things, standing up and saying, not in my neighborhood. I'm going to love people scandalously, and I'm going to love people even if it costs me a lot. And that's really what God is like. And so we're hoping people see that in the way we show it instead of telling them and beating them over the head with it.
Brian Ivey, producer of the motion picture called The Dropbox. We'll continue in just a moment with Brian and get you more info on this motion picture that I certainly want to go see, and I bet you do as well. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. .51 from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Glad you're with us. Welcome to Friday. The Dropbox. No, that's not an online data storage resource. Well, it is, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the motion picture, The Dropbox, a film, a documentary that tells an amazing story of a pastor in Seoul, South Korea, that creates a Dropbox, a hatch, at the entrance of the church building where he serves, where people can drop their unwanted babies. Brian Ivey was a student at the University of Southern California Film School. He heard about the story. He traveled to Seoul. It's now in a motion picture that Brian has produced. Brian, you've described how experiencing the ministry of Pastor Lee in Seoul, South Korea, and this amazing real-life story, it transformed you. I would like to think that the film will continue to transform hearts and minds worldwide. But it's also kind of catapulted you into a spotlight that maybe you never anticipated. In fact, I would venture to guess that were it not for the fact that you produced this film, you and I may never have met. What's that like for you, being put out on a stage and in many ways a very Christian stage set with a lot of Christian expectations, shall we say?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, I think what happens really early on when you get saved, you know, you become a Christian, and all of a sudden you have these really gutsy confessions, and you're very vulnerable in front of people, and you trust God all the way through because you haven't maybe experienced all the cuts and bruises of going through many years of faith and walking in that. So, you know, all I try to do, you know, and what I hope to do my whole life is, as I go on these stages, I hope that just that I can be broken before people so that they can see that Christians aren't the perfect people, that the people who know they're not even good, and they're the people who know they need to be saved. And so when I get out there and I get on stage, I never plan for that. Heck, I'm behind the camera. You know, that's where I'm most comfortable. And I have a great look for radio, right? But I think for me, I just try to put my brokenness out there to show people that, look, I'm just a normal guy who thought Christianity was a total joke. But it was so real that it made everything in my life seem fake after I really experienced the real thing and saw the real deal in this one man in South Korea. Mm. And so I'm hoping that that's what I can bring to the stages and to the light.
You know, I have to ask this question because, for one thing, we broadcast from a university, actually. The Faith Radio Network is headquartered at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. And on this program, I try to keep a keen eye towards students, both graduate and undergraduate, and their parents. What would you say to the person who's an aspiring filmmaker and looks at what you've done and says, man, I would like to be in a situation to do that? What speak to that, if you would.
Sure. Man, dream big. You know, so many people told me not to make this movie. So many people told me not to make it on the best cameras in the world. So many people told me that, that it didn't make any sense. And that, but at the same time, as a Christian and a filmmaker, God can use really random, weak people to do the best things in the world. I mean, the Bible talks about that all the time. It's always the people who are the hidden ones, you know, hidden underneath the leaves that God lifts up and goes, hey, you want to be used? I can use you to do something amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to hear that more often, that God can use them. And then as far as film is concerned, man, what a unique, privileged time we live in, that we can tell a story and it can immediately be disseminated across the whole world. And people can listen and hear you. And so it's about being available and saying, I know you can use me, even if I'm just that random guy and a normal, regular guy. Mm-hmm. And also, it's about dreaming big. And that's what I would hope for people when they get out there and they pursue it. And if you want to be a director, be a director, even if everybody else wants to be one too.
Good for you. Brian Ivey, the director, the producer of the Dropbox motion picture. We've got info on that on our network website at myfaithradio.com. Brian, your story is inspiring. I appreciate you taking some time with us. And I hope the film gets seen a lot. I hope you sell a lot of tickets. I hope the message permeates people's hearts and minds all over the world. And I hope you'll join us on the program again.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
It's now 7:56 from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.